You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. Critics are already responding to President Obama's speech last night.
A part of President Obama's speech to the nation is coming under fire from critics who are pointing out flaws. Here's Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News.
In the case of the no-fly list, the no-fly list is populated with a substantial number of Americans that are nothing close to being terrorists. They're on that list by mistake because they share a name with someone else. This is nothing but an effort to use this issue of terrorism as another way to try to push their agenda that they've been dying to push, and that's gun control.
Critics also mentioned those placed on the no-fly list are not given any kind of due process before being placed on the list. I'm Jason Wirt.
A new poll shows the majority of Americans are in favor of sending ground troops to fight ISIS. According to a new CNN ORC poll, 53% of people want boots on the ground to fight the terror group in Iraq and Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments. And before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-991-6376 now. The call and information are free. Credit Guard has helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-991-6376 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-991-6376. That's 800-991-6376. Again, 800-991-6376.
The father of San Bernardino, California shooter Syed Farouk says his son supported the ideology of ISIS and was, quote, fixated on Israel.
The elder Farouk told the Italian newspaper La Stampa that his son shared the ideology of the terrorist group's leader to create an Islamic State. He recalled the first time he saw his son with a gun. The father said he became angry and yelled, "In 45 years in the U.S., I have never had a weapon." He said his son shrugged his shoulders and said, "Your loss." The elder Farouk says he can't forgive himself. He told La Stampa that if he'd been at home, maybe he would have found out and stopped him. Investigators say the younger Farouk and his wife burst into the county government center where he worked and killed 14 people and wounded more than 20 others last Wednesday. In Washington, I'm Joe Gomez.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer wants a new vote this week to close the loophole that allows people on a terrorist watch list to buy guns. He says the massacre in California should be a wake-up call for lawmakers who voted against the bill last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs.
New York City is threatening to cut ties with a New Jersey-based bank over gun loans. Public advocate Letitia James says TD Bank was the lead lender in a June deal that gave nearly $300 million to Smith & Wesson.
Money that fuels gun violence is blood money.
The company is the maker of an assault rifle and handgun used in the terrorist rampage in San Bernardino, California last week. James says if TD Bank doesn't end its relationship with Smith & Wesson, the bank's contracts with New York City could be in jeopardy. She also says people who bank with TD should consider taking their money elsewhere.
Your money is going to fund and to fuel gun manufacturers.
Over a dozen Syrian refugees are headed to Texas despite a lawsuit filed by the state seeking to halt their relocation there. The Justice Department says a family of six should arrive in Dallas today, while another family of eight is expected in Houston on Thursday. Both families are coming with children under the age of 13, and in one case, their grandparents. In responding to the lawsuit, the DOJ says Texas has failed to explain how these particular refugees pose a danger to anyone. A New Jersey councilwoman who quit because the borough added to the word Christmas to its usual tree lighting ceremony is taking back her resignation. After Charlene Story's resignation went viral, the mayor of Roselle contacted her for a meeting, which ended in Story rescinding her decision. With more online at westernjournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor. And this is USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right, local weather here at HunterdonChamberRadio.com for Flemington and the immediate area, I guess surrounding area. It's 47 outside right now, sunny today, high in the 50s, clouding on the overnight, down in the lower 30s. Same thing the next couple of days, seems to be 40s to 50s during the day, then getting down toward that, just above that freezing point. A slight chance of rain Wednesday afternoon into the evening, otherwise cloudy, low in the upper 30s. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday all look clear. Cloudy at night, still a little bit unseasonably warm temperatures here. So stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
I seen your picture. Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here. Coming to you on Mondays now for a few years. Talking about food, beverages, celebrations coming into, of course, we've been in the season between Thanksgiving and Christmas, or the end of the year, New Year's. Lots of occasions, families, friends getting together, co-workers, any kind of excuse, I guess, just to enjoy company and maybe something tasty. Upcoming week, of course, we're already into Hanukkah, and it's only a couple of more weekends till Christmas for people celebrating Christmas, and then, of course, at the end of the year. So the food holidays, though, let's see. Today is Cotton Candy Day. So, and usually I think all the fairs and stuff are over by now, but we're going to do something that calls for actually spun sugar. Cotton candy is a very fine form of that. And we'll discuss how to make your own at home if you want to. It can be a little messy, but it's kind of cool if you like that sort of thing. We'll decorate a nice pastry with it. 8th is Brownie Day. Brownies, who doesn't like brownies, blondies, any of those confections there. 9th is Pastry Day, so we're going to do a nice showpiece pastry, Gâteau Saint-Honoré, for the honors of patron saint of bakers, and there's several techniques involved, pretty involved. It's one of those labors of love. I've done it a couple of times in my career. I had the good fortune to be able to do one for a celebration. It's a great birthday cake. It's pastry with pastry cream and whipped cream and cream puffs and caramel, and you can put candles in it. It's really very festive. 10th is Lager Day. I guess that's kind of fitting in the wintertime. Lagers are beers that are brewed at or fermented at a lower temperature, bottom fermenting yeast. The other category is ales, ferment faster with top fermenting yeast. A lot of the standard beers, of course, are lagers or Pilsner lagers, but lagering was pretty much in the cool climates, and now, of course, with refrigeration, we can do that anywhere. But lagers, ales are a lot of the craft brews or ales coming out again a little bit quicker to make. And we think of ales this time of year, but in Flemington, we've got Conclave, and there's another brewery going to open up over by Stangl there. So it's become a nice little cottage industry again. It's nice to be able to get local product. Yes, the national brands are, got their fans, but I think if you're going to enjoy the fruits of somebody's labor, let's keep it local. 11th is the noodle ring. Noodle ring, that's a old school dish. Seems to be, it's a fun dish to make. I guess it would be fun for a party. We're going to go, we'll explain the simple one, and then go into a timbalo, and several types of timbalos or timbales, as known in French, timbalo in Italian. Maybe do some pasta in a pastry crust. It seems redundant, but for presentation, also we could, we'll do one with rice or risotto. A couple of different ways to, we like things stuffed into things, right? It's nice to containerize it, looks good. So a couple of show pieces today, the Gâteau Saint-Honoré and the timbalo. 12th is ambrosia, that old fruit with marshmallows and coconut and sometimes whipped cream or sour cream or a combination of the two, a creme fraiche, maybe yogurt if you like. The fruit, usually oranges come to mind for me, pineapple, and of course a couple of, got to throw a couple of those red cherries in there, right, the maraschinos. And then the 13th, ice cream and violins. For some reason, those two are celebrated on the 13th. Maybe running out of reasons to celebrate here toward the end of the year. We're at the quarter hour. We got to take a break for a couple of messages, and then we'll get on with our showpieces, Chef Bill's Table.
Obama. It's the only one you own. You might use it if you feel better. When you get home. I have a friend in town. He's heard your name. We can go out driving on slow.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
All right, hey, back at the table, Chef Bill, come back here, continue on. So this noodle ring, what is this noodle ring of which we speak? You kind of get an idea of it. It's basically pasta baked in a bundt pan, those ones that look like a donut. And I guess the purpose, with the noodle ring, you can mix ingredients into the noodles and bake it into a ring, but usually it says a cassette for something else. Just you have that circle there, and then you put some kind of filling in the center, maybe a cream chicken or seafood, or I guess anything. You could even do vegetables if you wanted to keep it vegetarian. So it seems that you have the your oven at 350, and you need a buttered soft butter in a bundt pan, or spray it with vegetable spray, something so it doesn't stick. And so you need cooked noodles, and it seems the fine egg noodles are the ones, or a flat noodle, some kind of egg noodle. You want those, they're nice and firm with that egg in them, even if they, because you're cooking them first and you're baking them again. So This way they'll keep some texture. So for every 2 cups of noodles, of cooked noodles, you need 2 cups of about a medium bechamel, a white sauce, which most of you make for mac and cheese, things like that. Your little roux, butter and flour, and then some milk, salt, pepper, maybe a pinch of nutmeg if you like. And then a half cup of some kind of grated cheese, and then some chopped whatever else you want to put in there to mix it up. Some people use some peppers or pimentos. That would be old school, but chopped broccoli, or even if you like to put a little ham in there. But you bake these in a water bath is the best way, so it doesn't really, unless you want it crispier on the edges. So the water bath will help keep the product moist. And that, by doing that, you have your bundt pan placed in a roasting pan that you pour some hot water into about halfway up the pan of the bundt pan. So it kind of it tempers that heat, just like when you're baking custards. You also need a couple of eggs in the mixture. So that's, again, you're going to kind of bind things together with a white sauce and eggs. And then 30 to 40 minutes in the water bath. And then you let it rest a little while before you unmold it. And then you've got this nice ring that you can slice like cake. Put some kind of filling in the center. And I don't know, could be the centerpiece for a little get-together if you're having a little holiday party or something before the holidays. We usually like to do small pickups. You know, you're not really serving a meal. Maybe you've got guests coming in and out. Maybe you do a tree trimming party. Whatever your occasion. A lot of times people will get together. Sometimes not on Christmas Day, but maybe the week before or 2 weeks before. So with that, we like to have several items, pick up hors d'oeuvre items are always handy, but usually you want one main thing, especially if it's through supper hour. And if you're serving alcoholic beverages, you always want to encourage guests to eat and also have water on hand, even though it's wintertime. You always want plenty of water. So one of these noodle rings might be interesting to put out there as a centerpiece slash, kind of a, if somebody wants a bite of a main dish type thing. Could be something very easy to do. You could assemble it ahead of time and then, as I said, bake it in the oven, 350s, 30, half hour, 40, 45 minutes in the water bath, and unmold it, and there you are. You do want to make sure it reaches the temperature, the 160 degrees, so make sure that egg custard is set up. But what it reminded me of was the timbalos, Italian timbalos, which I've done a couple of versions of them. Done individual ones with rice or even with risotto. If you have a little risotto left, a lot of people like now the arancinis, the rice balls. With risotto, because it's nice and creamy, simply into the chilled rice, you've got to add a couple of beaten eggs and a little cheese, and then you've got something you can kind of mold. Now, I've done these with individually, and I made some chicken livers with, I think, a little marsala, some, mushrooms, peppers, whatever, just a nice little first course. It's almost like having a pasta first course. So I took a 7-ounce China soup cup, bouillon cup, let's say. You could use a coffee cup too if you want. Doesn't matter if there's a handle or not. And so with this rice mixture, I lined the coffee cup. Of course, you butter it or do a little veg spray so it doesn't stick. And a thin, just to line it with the rice, and then you have your filling that doesn't need to be really piping hot. Can actually, again, this is one of these make-ahead things. I did it with the chicken liver, and then you seal it up with another little thin layer of the rice or risotto. And now, again, you can keep these chilled when you need them. Again, bake them in the water bath until they're heated through. and you unmold them. You've got a little nice little dome there. It's got the rice on the outside. And the filling, again, this happened to be chicken livers, but you could do a nice sausage and mushroom ragu if you like, or maybe a little, you know, minced pork or chicken. Another way to do these with the arborio rice is to just boil the rice. Say you don't have, you don't happen to be making risotto, you just want to start from scratch. In this case, instead of doing the risotto technique, we would take 3 cups of the arborio and boil them for about 10 or 12 minutes and then drain. Actually drain the rice, rinse off the, cool it off in the water, drain it again. And to this chilled rice, which is about halfway, about 3/4 of the way cooked, you'll add 3 eggs, 3 tablespoons of Parmesan, a little salt and pepper, a dash of nutmeg if you like. So you mix this into the rice. Now, I made individual ones in bouillon cups. This amount here would cover a, if you have a 10-inch round Pyrex casserole, Pyrex is pretty good. The glass will transfer the heat evenly. So you use a little soft butter. Line that casserole with rice. Save some to seal it up with. We're going to have the oven at 400 degrees for this. Also, when you're mixing the rice, whatever your filling happens to be, if you're putting something in a sauce, or two to three tablespoons of any liquid, you want to mix in with that, with your eggs and Parmesan. Could be, even be broth. Just something to so you can handle that rice easily. You butter that 10-inch casserole and sprinkle it with a few breadcrumbs also on that soft butter. It'll give that little little browning on the outside, maybe a little crunch. And this one, again, you could bake in the water bath or even not if you want the, little browning on the outside. Bake it at 400 without the water bath, 25 to 30 minutes. But you'll have this Pyrex casserole lined with the rice, and then, again, your filling goes in there. You want the filling not to have too much liquid, although when you do cut into it, you want it to, like one of those flourless chocolate cakes, that filling will seep out a little bit, but you want the, not too much. You're trying to have a little bit of this rice around the filling there. So that's the timbale with rice or risotto. Now there's another one, a timbale with pastry, and it seems kind of redundant to have a pastry case and have pasta in it. And there's ways to do that. We'll tell you how to make a nice buttery pastry for this. Make a nice case. It's really about the presentation, and what ends up happening is, you know, you've got the crust there with the pasta and some sauce, and then all of a sudden you realize that this crust is pretty tasty also. Another way you could do it is just with you could do it with pasta, but the nice thing about the pastry case is it's kind of free, it's freestanding. We'll bake them in a springform pan, and then we'll take them out of the pan, so your presentation, people can either scoop the pasta out, or I guess when it's almost gone, then you start breaking up the pastry and having that. We've got a break for news, and we'll be back at the table and figure out this timbale and then the Gateau St. Honoré, Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama wants to reassure a nervous nation after the deadly mass shooting in California last week.
Republican presidential candidate Rand Paul tells Fox News the president said too little about how he plans to take out ISIS.
We've decided that we're going to talk about gun control. In reality, we need to be talking about border security. We need to be talking about terrorists and how they get to our country.
In a primetime address from the Oval Office last night, Obama called the shooting an act of terrorism, saying the threat of terrorism is real, but insisted that the U.S. will overcome it. He also repeated a plea to lawmakers to pass what he called common sense gun safety legislation. Today marks the 74th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. On a quiet Sunday morning, the Pearl Harbor Naval Base in Hawaii was devastated by a surprise blitz of Japanese warplanes. When it was over, more than 2,300 Americans were dead. Another 1,100 were wounded, and five battleships, including the USS Arizona, were sunk or severely damaged. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Chef Bill back here at the table. Figuring out our pastry drum here. So, yes, if the pastry drum, it's for a 10-inch springform pan, and we'll need the oven at 375. So it's we'll take 1.5 sticks of butter, melted and cooled, because you don't want to separate it, just melt it a little bit, maybe in a microwave probably is the easiest way, but you don't want it too hot. You've got 6 cups of flour, 2 egg yolks, a cup of cold water, 3 tablespoons of olive oil, and a pinch of salt. You'll need a beaten egg on the side for glazing also. So we're going to mix everything but the water together. And then mix in the water, knead it, and let it rest. You don't have to chill it. It should rest for a couple, 3 hours, though. Let the gluten relax in the flour. So it's basically just a very rich egg yolk pastry. Now we're going to blind bake this in a springform pan. So there's a couple ways to do this. First of all, we need you're going to need a 10-inch circle of the dough that we're going to use for the lid. Yes, we're going to, when you present the pasta, we'll have the pastry lid on top of the drum. Then the other, what we're going to do is you can either roll the dough out to a, probably need about a 13 or 14 inch circle and line the springform pan, or you can line the bottom with a circle and then cut the dough into strips and kind of work them around the side. You want that bottom of the springform actually to be a little bit larger than 10 inches so you can put some of the dough, will come up the sides a little bit. You're going to want to seal everything up. So it's either one big piece that you would drape into the springform, or you can cut a bottom a little bit bigger and then cut the rest into strips that the you'll do the inside of the springform like a band. And then wherever you have a seam, just press it together so it doesn't won't break. And we're going to line it with foil after that, after you have your dough in there. And then you need some of your pie weights. Dry beans are always good. We'll blind bake this drum and the lid for 35 minutes. You want them fairly well cooked. And then you can use any mixture in this. You could have maybe a cacciatore if you like, a classic if you want some pasta, a nice tortellini in a cream sauce with Parmesan. But this drum and the lid, you can actually, if you have a little extra piece of dough, cut out a little small circle for the top of the lid. And the top of the lid, of course, we're going to glaze that with the beaten egg just so we can have that nice brown color. Nice case that can be made ahead, and then when you have your pasta or your braised mixture that you're going to put inside there, the cacciatore would be nice because then you could, after a bit, it would soak into the pastry and you could have some of that nice pastry with the chicken or the pork. But a nice, as I say, a nice pasta in there would be good. You can do this something similar with polenta. Polenta is a little bit harder to handle. The cornmeal. You have to make your polenta and cool it. Spread it out on a tray so it's about a quarter inch thick. You want this not too thick at all. It's actually got to be almost flexible. So what happens is when it cools, of course, it gets a little firmness to it. You can handle it. And then you cut your shapes for your spring form. You would cut the circle for the bottom and then strips to go along the side. And again, fill that with any mixture that you're looking for. And this one, the lid, if you have enough to make the lid, it's fine. Otherwise, you would just sprinkle some breadcrumbs and or cheese on top and bake it. But that would be 400 degrees at 50 minutes. So that's going to recook that polenta, make it nice and firm, so you have this cassette or case, if you will, to fill with actually you're baking the food right into the polenta. I think my favorite, the rice one of these, is probably the easiest to achieve, and it's kind of an elegant way to serve a rice dish, especially as a first course or a second course, to serve the individual ones. If you want to do a large one and serve it family style, that's fine also. And the pastry one, again, I mentioned tortellini, but any kind of small pasta in there would be good for your timbale.
When Black Friday comes, I'll be on that hill. You know
All right, so we've got the pasta centerpiece, and I think at our parties, having a centerpiece is nice for the a main event. Another idea you could do would be either a pasta bar where you would have some noodles. Again, tortellinis are nice, or a small stuffed pasta. Small raviolis would be one. And then have several sauces and maybe some other toppings that people could put on them. In this way, you're not, if somebody has allergies, sensitivities, you're pretty much, you're covered. You could have your variety of, you could have a couple of room temperature sauces like a pesto. You could have a chopped raw tomato caprese, if you will. Just have some chopped tomatoes with the, in the winter it's kind of hard. You could usually maybe find some good hot house, or even make it with the little grape tomatoes. And a little, you could have a little dressing with that. It could still be a vinaigrette, even with a hot pasta and some of the fresh mozzarella. Probably what easier is a potato bar. And you see this sometimes in buffets, especially for kids. If you have a big pan of mashed potatoes, and then you have things that you can mix in with them or put on top, this gives you even more flexibility, because besides your standard, bacon and cheese and things like that, you could also have braised items that you would put, whether you'd had maybe little meatballs, or you could have a beef bourguignon type dish, something with pork or chicken, anything, even a vegetable dish that would be in a sauce that could go on top of the potato. You'd have, nice bowls for everybody. Another, instead of mash, you could also do baked potatoes. Go real old school. Bake some potatoes and slit them. You'll have those kept warm in a chafing dish. And then besides the standard sour cream and butter and things like that, have some fillings that people can ladle in there. And now you have a main event that's, allows people to create their own. They can kind of get it when they want. It's not as temperature sensitive as some other things. It's not going to break down on you. You have your stew items, and then your potatoes or your pasta. The other option, of course, is nice soup. I think when you have at least one hot dish like this at your party, it makes the house smell good. If I was serving, let's say you did, even two or three kinds of soups. And soups are nice because you can make them ahead, and a lot of them are almost better when you do. And then use small coffee cups or demitasse. Let people take a little bit of each if they want. Just especially if you're walking around, you want something that's easy to eat, something you can sip out of a cup. Puree soups are nice. Broth without, if you have... ingredients in there, make sure you chop them up pretty finely. You don't want something with long noodles or anything in a soup. Something easy to eat. If you're doing appetizers, a lot of people have dips and things. Those are very easy to do. You just put a bowl of something out with either vegetables or chips or something around it. I think for ease of service and prevents things breaking in there and double dipping and all that, set them up ahead of time like canapes. If you're doing guacamole, make the guacamole and put a little bit on each corn chip and set them out on a platter. Those kind of things. It requires a little bit of replenishing. Certain things you can set up a little bit further in advance, but this way people pick up the one chip. Or the one, like stuffed celery was an old one, or stuffed Belgian endive leaves. All those old school things can still work. We just kind of update the fillings a little bit. It doesn't have to be something simple. You can make a little more elegant filling, but those are nice vehicles for putting something in instead of having people just drag something through some dip. I know in the summertime, a little bits will use cucumbers. that are hollowed out a little bit to make kind of a little cup to hold something. But I would say set up the canapes or set up your, whether it's grilled pitas, whether it's chips, corn chips, potato chips, whatever your little dip is going to be, just with a, you could use a little pastry bag or a little freezer bag with a hole in it, pipe a little bit on top, lay them out on a nice doily, and let guests just pick up what they want instead of trying to stand around and dip. This way you can grab two or three canapes or chips, have little plates available, and then you can walk around and talk rather than just standing around the tub there. We got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll come back and finish up the St. Honoré cake.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
Table here. I'm going to finish up with dessert. So the Gâteau St. Honoré, several techniques involved here. This is one that, I don't know, I think everybody should try it once. So you've got several methods. It's one cake. Basically, if you want to simplify it, it's a cream puff cake. But cream puff cake is, at least the way a French pastry chef would do it, is quite an undertaking. So there's going to be several things involved here. We've got a pastry base. It's kind of just a sweet pie pastry. Then we're going to make cream puff pastry. We're going to have a Grand Marnier or orange-flavored pastry cream filling. We'll have whipped cream and then, of course, spun sugar if you want to attempt that. That's where the cotton candy comes in, kind of reminded me of it. I guess you could, if you could find some cotton candy somewhere, you could do it. We had a machine at the restaurant a few years ago. It's pretty fun making cotton candy. Things whips the, it doesn't take much. It's just a little melted sugar. If you're going to do this at home, the way to do it, you get a couple of 12-inch wooden spoons, and you'll weight down the bowl side of it. You want about 8 inches of the spoon hanging over the edge of a table. You can put some wax paper down on the table, put the spoons, and then put a weight on them so they stay there. You want them to be about 18 to 24 inches apart, and then you probably want to put some newspaper or wax paper down underneath also. So you have these two dowels or spoons hanging off the edge of the table. You spun sugar. It's a cup of sugar, half cup of water in a saucepan. You're going to cook it slowly. You don't want it to brown until it's 290 degrees on that candy thermometer. Then you take it off the heat. And two forks held side by side with the tines in a row, you'll dip it in that syrup and let a little excess fall off, and then just kind of swirl it back and forth over those two spoons. and the little thin threads of sugar will hang off there, and of course it'll harden as soon as it hits the air, and then when you get enough there, you can scoop them up and put them around your cake. So, but that's at the end. The pastry, pastry base, so you've got a cup of flour, tablespoon of sugar, quarter teaspoon of salt. You've got 6 tablespoons of chilled butter bits, unsalted, and 2 tablespoons of shortening cut into small pieces, and add those chilled also. 3 to 4 tablespoons of ice water. So you mix everything but the water together, crumble it. You could do it probably in a food processor very quickly, just like you're making pie dough. Add the ice water, 3 tablespoons. If you need the fourth, add it. Form it into a ball and chill it for 30 minutes. Now you need a couple of sheet pans for this, so you're going to use soft butter. We used to treat our pans for baking. I know a lot of people use baking sheets, but we always would butter or shortening on the pan and dust it with a little flour and then tap off the excess flour. So you have a sheet pan. You'll need actually 2 sheet pans for this recipe. So butter and flour. You're going to want a 9-inch round. So you make it a little bit larger than 9 inches, then trace a circle around a pie plate to get a perfect 9-inch round. And you'll dock the dough, which means prick it with the tines of a fork, and chill it. So you've got your 9-inch round. Then you have the cream puff paste, pate choux. 5 eggs, just have them not beaten, just 5 eggs on hand. You'd have 1.5 cups of water, 12 tablespoons of butter, a tablespoon of sugar, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. So you're going to bring this to a boil, the water and the butter and the sugar, salt. You're going to stir in 1.5 cups of flour. Use a wooden spoon is best for this, and kind of mix it heavily until the dough leaves the side of the pot. So you take the pot off the heat. You've got your 5 eggs. One at a time, you're going to beat in each egg. You beat them, incorporate the egg thoroughly before you add the next one. So now you've got your pate choux. You have your oven at 425. You're going to butter and flour another baking sheet. And what you're going to do is on the sheet that has the pastry ring, you're going to, with a 1/2-inch plain tip in a pastry bag, you're going to pipe this pate choux like a little 1/2-inch circle just outside the circle of pie pastry. And then with the rest of that cream puff paste, you're going to make about 15 cream puffs, maybe 1 inch or so in diameter, on this treated pan. So you're going to have 425. You're going to bake both of these together, or if you have to do it one at a time, just repeat the procedure for each one. 425 for 8 minutes. Then on the with the pie pastry, you might have to prick any bubbles that form. You're going to cut the oven to 350. Finish for about 15-20 minutes. And then with the oven off, you let it rest another 15 minutes. You want the cream puffs to be dry inside. You're going to need some caramel. We're going to make for this 2 cups of sugar, 1/2 cup of water, 1/8 teaspoon of cream of tartar, a little bit of acid in there. And you'll boil this till it's nice golden brown. We'll dip the tops of the cream puff in this caramel. Let the excess drip onto the cream puff ring that's been baked around your pastry ring. And you're going to stick each cream puff on that pastry ring. That's going to be the kind of the base of the cake. Those cream puffs will get filled later with pastry cream. Again, using a small tip on a pastry bag, you'll just insert the tip and use maybe towards the inside of the cake. Get the right at the base of the cream puff, fill the cream puffs, and then your pastry cream will, the rest of that cream will go in the center, right on top of the baked pie pastry. Pastry cream you can make with the milk and the egg yolks, the gelatin, Grand Marnier. If you want a quick shortcut, you could probably do about 3 cups of vanilla pudding, add some Grand Marnier to it, or triple sec, some kind of orange liqueur, and then have 1.5 cups of cream whipped with 1/2 cup of confectioner's sugar. Pastry cream is like making pudding. You've got milk, vanilla, you've got egg yolks, sugar, and flour. You know, you heat the milk and vanilla. You've got to beat the yolks and the sugar together. 6 egg yolks will take 1/2 cup of sugar. Beat it till it's the lemon yellow. Add a little bit of the hot milk. Mix it in. Put the egg yolk mixture back in the milk. And then bring to a simmer. That's your pudding. You strain it. You can also use the egg whites whipped with this. Beat them until they're fluffy and then fold in to the pastry cream. Want a little bit firmer, what you'll do is have some gelatin in water, 1 envelope of gelatin and 1/3 cup of water, dissolve it over some hot water, let it cool off. You will whip the cream with the sugar and add the gelatin and then fold that into the pastry cream. If you want that'll give it a little bit more texture to it. You also need a little bit of whipped cream for decoration, just 1/2 cup of cream with 1 tablespoon of sugar, 10x, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla. So you're going to use this orange pastry cream to fill the cream puffs just from the inside on the cake. Spread the rest of the pastry cream, kind of mound it in the center. So that's in the center of the cake. Then you've got your whipped cream that you'll, with a pastry bag, you know, make some stars or nice decoration with it. Take your last cream puff and put it in the center. So you've got your filled cream puffs topped with caramel that are around the ring of the cake. Then you have one in the center on top of the pastry cream and whipped cream. And then your sponge sugar goes around. If you want this for a birthday cake, you can put a candle in each cream puff. And it really is, it's quite a jewel of a presentation. As I said, you know, you've got a couple of pastries you could make ahead. The pastry cream, if you need to shortcut it, you can. Just make sure if you're using pudding, you want to lighten it with a little whipped cream and have that orange flavor in there. If you don't want the booze, you could use a little bit of orange extract. But the Gâteau Saint Honoré might be, if you have some time to kill or something special you want to make a nice thing for, that would be a pretty cool thing. So it's a cream puff cake. Show off your techniques as a pastry chef. Celebrate Pastry Day. All right, we're to the end of the hour. Chef Bill, we got to run next week. I guess we'll figure out strategies for, you know, we got Christmas Eve coming up, Christmas dinner. And we'll talk about some of the seafood delights we could enjoy in the wintertime. We'll see what happens next week. Chef Bill signing off. Have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama wants to reassure a nervous nation after the deadly mass shooting in California last week. Republican presidential candidate Rand Paul tells Fox News the president said too little about how he plans to take out ISIS.
We've decided that we're going to talk about gun control. In reality, we need to be talking about border security. We need to be talking about terrorists and how they get to our country.
In a primetime address from the Oval Office last night, Obama called the shooting an act of terrorism, saying the threat of terrorism is real, but insisted that the U.S. will overcome it. He also repeated a plea to lawmakers to pass what he called common sense gun safety legislation. Today marks the 74th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. On a quiet Sunday morning, the Pearl Harbor Naval Base in Hawaii was devastated by a surprise blitz of Japanese warplanes. When it was over, more than 2,300 Americans were dead. Another 1,100 were wounded, and five battleships, including the USS Arizona, were sunk or severely damaged. You're listening to USA Radio News.